At first, Masarai thought it was a bat boy playing some kind of prank. The figure on the mound could not have been much more than 5 feet tall. But this wasn't a neighborhood park. This was Dodger Stadium. In 2 hours, Japan would face arch-rival South Korea in the 2009 World Baseball Classic. No time for a mischievous youngster to sneak up and pretend he was a baseball senshu. Weren't the security guards standing on the sidelines going to put a stop to this nonsense? There was no doubt about it. Moss's eyes were bad. Moss slipped on his glasses now to make sure he was seeing right. He then blinked hard, once, and then twice. Son of a gun. The picture was a woman.
That's Nico Kawasaki. Plays on the minor leagues in Hawaii.
The voice came from behind him. He turned his head to see an Asian man with a dazzling white head of hair. He wore tinted glasses not unlike Moss's.
She's any good? Moss asked.
As soon as he said it, he knew it was a stupid question. This was the pros and not even limited to the United States, so she had to be good.
She's a knuckleballer. Not too many of them these days. Wakefield might be one of the last ones.
Moss knew about old man Tim Wakefield. A 40-something Red Soxer for, what, close to 15 years now?
I'm Smitty Takaya.
The white-haired man extended his right hand. Moss. Masarai.
Lloyd's father-in-law. You're a gardener, right?
Moss widened his eyes. He wasn't used to strangers knowing anything about him before meeting him, and it made him suspicious.
Maybe you can take a look at our Japanese garden someday.
Moss frowned. Maybe his ears weren't working either. Who ever heard of a Japanese garden in Dodger Stadium?
One was dedicated out there past the edge of the parking lot. You could draw a line from home plate to center field and you'll find it out there.
Moss took a second look at the white-haired man. He wore a light blue polo shirt with the LA Dodgers logo prominently embroidered on the left-hand side. Maybe this guy wasn't fooling around. Maybe he was a big shot.